WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. College Station police say they've collected more than 20 cases of an attempted scam. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says a CSPD employee started receiving calls from scam targets.
This employee started getting inundated with phone calls about this, and they were explaining to the person, no, we are not collecting money. No, this is a scam. And then we started having people come into the police department and call in on other phone numbers as well.
Flieger says the suspect has been able to spoof or change the number appearing on victims' phones' caller ID to make it appear it's from the police department. Two Bryan men have been identified as suspects in using a credit card stolen from the Texas A&M campus. University police say numerous tips led to issuing arrest warrants for Reginald Johnson and Jarrett Nelson. Their mugshots and more information are online at WTAW.com. Weekend cases for Bryan police included another 3 or 4 reports of drug overdoses involving synthetic marijuana. That's after 24 people OD'd during a 48-hour period last week, including one whose death might have been caused by smoking the illegal drug. The Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Annual Tribute begins this afternoon at the Memorial Plaza in Veterans Park. Board member Bill Youngkin says there are two guest speakers.
Kearney Forrester, the Texas representative to the National Association of POWMIA Families. She's on their board, and she's a wonderful young lady and a wonderful speaker, and we're all looking forward to sharing some time with her. Congressman Flores will be there, and he has an award that he presents.
Today's program begins at 4:30 with the roll call of names being added to the All Veterans Memorial. For those who've made reservations for tonight's showing of the Texas Aggies Go to War video at Premier Cinema in Bryan, a reminder, showtime is at 6:30. One of the five men featured in the video and the Battle of the Bulge exhibit is Willie Pena. He's the only living member of the group.
It was a war in which we all got together and people would line up after Pearl Harbor and sign up. But nobody wanted to be left behind. Now, that was different. A different experience for America. It appealed to everybody to do their best.
Look for us at the front door of Premier Cinema in Bryan. We'll help check you in. Today, the Convention and Visitors Bureau will host its annual Meeting Planner Showcase. The CVB's Jordan Meserol says you're invited to check out more than 40 vendors offering a wide variety of services.
If you're planning a wedding, a reunion, or even a conference for 1,000 people, come in because we have caterers, we have event planners, we have the facilities themselves will be there telling you about what they can do.
Today's showcase is at the Memorial Student Center from 10 until 3, and there's no admission charge. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 52 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggie fans, Slavacek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few, all with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather, shall we? And we need more weather reports. Call us at 695-1620, 695-1620, and you can tell us what the temperature says in your vehicle.
Cooler weather continues to work its way southward. It's already in the 20s in the Amarillo area. We won't be that cold, but we'll certainly be cooling off. Partial sun, 65 today. Clear overnight, 40. Sunshine for tomorrow. High temperatures will only make 55. Colder weather will continue to settle in across the region. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 35 to 40. And it's partly sunny on Thursday. Daytime highs are only going to be around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, one of the more fun segments we had years ago was when we had a front coming through and we had people call from North Bryan and
they were marched down.
Exactly, it was coming through their backyard and all that kind of stuff, and that was kind of fun. So
back before the internet,
exactly. Way back then when we had Commander 64 is over those things. Called.
Commodore
64. Yeah. I never had one of those. Anyway.
I did.
Leah's here this morning from Humane Society. And you live in North County, right?
I do live out in the county, north of town.
It was
getting cold.
Yeah.
Now, what you're seeing in College Station now was in Bryan about an hour ago.
Okay, so. I got you. That's what's always interesting, too, is...
And between me feeding the dog and going back out to take care of the chickens, there was a change in temperature.
See, now, how do chickens respond to cold weather?
They do pretty well.
Okay.
Especially here, because it doesn't really get
cold. Yeah. It doesn't make them any smarter or anything, does it?
No.
We found a virus. Did you hear they found a virus that makes you stupid? They figured out that
there is one?
That apparently, yeah. Uh-huh. So
we figured is affected.
Yeah. Now we can just blame it on medicine. That's what it is. But we've also decided that there's some people who don't need to get that vaccine or don't need to get that cure. Can't really get a vaccine for a virus, but anyway. Grand opening of a chain store in Vermont interrupted by animal violence. It was the opening day event at the L.L. Bean in the town of Burlington. Featured the demonstration called Talons, a bird of prey experience. The European eagle owl and hawk used for the event have apparently appeared together at previous events without incident. Must have been a dust-up in the dressing room because, in this case, the owl attacked the hawk as the crowd looked on. Witnesses say the owl was squeezing the hawk with its talons while the hawk was shrieking loudly. The fight raged on for a few minutes before trainers managed to separate them. It's unclear if either of the animals was injured. You know, that's what... And again, so what's the rule? What's the rule that you use when dogs start fighting? What do you do?
We actually have a couple of variations. Obviously, dogs should always have, you know, enough handlers at the level of voice command. And we see this a lot of times. People need to be aware of this when they go to the dog parks. Their dog might not be the problematic dog, but other dogs are. And I'm telling you, folks, people at the dog park don't pay attention. I don't take my dog to the dog park.
No, I'm sure. Well, no, they feel because like this is an opportunity for the dog to go be itself.
And their dog is running amok and they're texting, not driving, texting at least. And it's ridiculous. I literally don't take my dogs to the dog park. I had four dogs about to rip my German short hair in about four different directions at one point in time. And none of the owners were intervening, and I ended up, I didn't want to put my face down there, this and that, but I had to get my dog up off the ground and carry her out.
And, of course, that brings up two things. First, we probably ought to talk about that extensively for some point about dog park etiquette so people know that. And actually, I would think in some ways the cities probably ought to talk about that. Hey, when you go to the dog park, you are responsible for the behavior of your dog, and texting is just as dangerous like you say. But what do you do? How do you safely intervene?
You know, a lot of times your dogs are going to easily be redirected with just you yelling, you know, saying their names, hey, you know, Fluffy, whatever the dog's name is.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, your dog will at least, it'll break their attention and they're like, oh, what's going on, to allow that other dog to get up and go the other way or whatever, whatnot. Obviously, we have lots of people that want to shove their hands and their face in there. And then we are dealing with animal control and rabies quarantine.
Yeah.
Because even if your dog is rabies vaccinated, which every dog, cat, and ferret in Brazos County is supposed to be rabies vaccinated, your dog will have to go under a 10-day quarantine if it bites somebody. And people are like, oh, I don't want that to happen. It is for the safety of the person, because there are critters in this community, being your skunks and your bats, that carry rabies. Mm-hmm. And then you're dealing with, you will not know if your dog caught a bat and the bat bit your dog or whatever, whatnot. So you need to keep that in mind, that you're possibly exposed. And last year, not in Brazos County, but in Texas, there was a fully vaccinated dog that died, rabies vaccinated dog that died of rabies.
Wow, interesting.
So it isn't 100% guaranteed and so forth. So you got to keep that in mind. But so the dog will go through rabies quarantine if a bite happens. But generally, if you're yelling and so on, clapping your hands and whatnot, you can divert their attention and get your dog out.
Yeah.
You know, if their levels have already gone that high and their energy levels and their whatever it is, and when you have a lot of dogs like that, you might start seeing some of that pack mentality going on where you've got more than one dog ganging up on, you know, what they consider the weaker dog or something of that nature. You got to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, because they are animals when it's all said and done. They'll sense the fear and they can they can do that.
So, you know, we definitely make a lot of noise and then just remove your dog from the situation go someplace else and reevaluate what you need to be doing at the dog park for your dog's safety, or if your dog's the aggressor as well.
Well, again, and that can happen any place, not to put it all on dog parks, but that's where you have a, you know, if you have a concentration of the animals, then there's more chance
off
that it's going to happen that way.
And again, everybody's huddled up in the middle on their phones, visiting, whatever it is, and their backs are completely turned. You should have your eyes on your dog at all times. And that's bottom line. That's what should happen.
All right. So what goes on today at Humane Society?
Well, we are hoping we're going to get volunteers out because the weather is kind of going to be gross the next couple of days. Even though it's not fun to walk dogs, they still need to be walked. And the staff only has so much time because there's a lot of other things. We just don't pet puppies all day. That is probably the biggest misconception. That's what they think. I interview for people for jobs and so forth. Well, I just love dogs and I want to just
Sorry. We're not doing that.
I'm glad you love dogs. However, but there's a lot of other things involved as well. They're going to be busy, battening down the hatches, so to speak, for the next couple of days. And we have a very particular protocol on what fans are getting turned off when and whatever and whatnot. We're going to need those volunteers out to walk dogs because tomorrow morning, even though it's going to be cold, consider coming out and walking dogs if you're a volunteer. If you're not, orientation is tonight at 5:30 and you can come out and you can start tomorrow morning. So go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, for that. Then we're gearing up for this weekend. We're at PetSmart. We have a handful of dogs coming from foster care that'll be out at PetSmart, so we'll know a little bit more about them. And myself, I will actually be out at Allen Honda on Saturday from 10 to noon for Drive for the Fur. So if you come out, test drive for every person that comes out and test drives, they will donate back to the shelter $10.
Yeah, and they've been doing that for a while.
Yeah, we do them quarterly. Yeah. And I'll have a couple of dogs out there and this and that. Actually, the last one I did, yes, I did pick my two favorite dogs in the building. And the one, she actually ended up going to another rescue because we transferred to other agencies. And she had been with us a long time. And when she was transferred, she was in a new home in 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
So they had somebody waiting for that particular. It was a red tick hound.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I just finished her adoption yesterday.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So those two got homes and so forth. So we went ahead. We've got a couple more dogs that are going to go out this weekend. I usually don't take much more than two because it is just me.
Right.
So we'll be out there on, again, Saturday from 10 to noon. And then keep on your calendars, Photos with Santa, November 29th. And that will be a great little day. You can come out 15 minutes, $25, no appointment necessary. That's a Saturday. That's a Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's from from 11 to 3. First come, first serve, get in there and you will be leaving with your photos as well. I did skip the week before. Sterling Subaru on the 22nd. Pizza, puppies, and Pepsi, or I think it's supposed to be pizza, Pepsi, and puppies.
Whatever is the most important thing to you, whether
that
it's...
That will have approximately, 15 to 20 dogs out there, actually, at that mobile event. It's one of the larger events we've done, and a new one with them. And it, for the dogs that are at Sterling Subaru, their adoptions will be free.
Oh, my.
So...
Very good reason to go. You get to eat, drink, and find a free puppy.
Exactly. Right. So, there's still the adoption application. You will have to go through that. It's not just handing them out on the corner. If you're considering something like that, you can get your application approved ahead of time as well. And you can get out there. And that's from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock on the 22nd at Sterling Subaru. So pizza, Pepsi, and puppies.
Okay. If you want information on all that stuff,
AggieLandHumane.org is our website, or follow us on Facebook, Aggie Land Humane Society.
All right. Very good. Thanks. That's Leah here from the Humane Society. And Burrell's here from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. How are you?
It's getting nippy out there, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right. 'Tis the season.
Yes. Okay. What do you got going on?
Oh, we always got something going on at the Chamber.
Business After Hours is coming up Thursday, November 20th, and that is sponsored by St. Joseph, and it's at their St. Joseph Express Walk-In, which is at 1530 Texas Avenue, Suite 100 in College Station. And that's always from 5:30 to 7. Bring a friend. Bring some cards. Come have some beers with your peers.
Business cards.
That's
don't,
right.
Don't bring, like, bicycle
this
playing cards.
This isn't the Texas Hold'em. We're going to get to that later.
Okay. Yeah.
We have the Ag Breakfast coming up. It's sponsored by Capital Farm Credit and Producers Farm Co-op. It is Tuesday, November 25th at the Brazos County Expo.
Mm-hmm.
From 7 a.m. to 8:30, it's early, but it is a wonderful breakfast. It's how we promote agribusiness in our area, which brings billions of dollars to our economy.
And you'll be bringing breakfast to us here, right? Isn't that right? Wasn't that the agreement?
If that's tradition, I think that's on Royce. I think that might be on Royce's ship.
Yeah.
But,
okay, I'll remember that. Okay,
I'll put that in my notes.
Okay, do that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And again, it's billions of dollars in business, and the farmers bring the food and they cook it. It's just a great event, and you learn a lot. They have a great educational film about agribusinesses. Then we're going to have we have something new that we just got together with our local health care providers and the Brazos County Health Department. How do our business and communities prepare and protect and respond to the threat of epidemics?
Okay.
We are going to have a briefing on flu virus and Ebola.
Okay.
And we're going to have it. It's the event is sponsored by St. Joseph's Healthcare System and Texas A&M Health Sciences Center. It is Wednesday, December 3rd at the College Station Hilton from 11:30 to 1 p.m. So while it is a serious subject, people want to know what's going on and how we prepare, and we're going to help them learn more and reduce maybe some of those fears.
Good.
We've got a bunch of ribbon cuttings coming up, Gun Corps, Carpool, Lampstand Health and Rehab. You can always go to our website calendar and see if there's one in your local area. And we always encourage people to sign up for our insider report. Monday, you'll get something in your email box that'll tell you exactly what we're up to and how the chamber's working for you.
And you got a platinum sponsor?
Health Science Center.
Oh, you said that. Yeah. And not at all.
Gun Corps today,
well,
by the
Britain's
way.
Oh, actually going to try and figure that out. Okay. We're going to put them in our calendar and keep it moving.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yep. Visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
More advances possible for stocks. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The future suggests stocks are headed for a higher opening. The key indexes posted modest gains yesterday. D.R. Horton posted stronger quarterly results. The big home builder says orders and closings increased across most of the country. Horton's per-share profit fell just short of forecasts. Chief executives of the nation's multinational corporations are upbeat, according to the chairman of KPMG International, John V. Meyer. Told a forum in Tokyo that CEOs of 400 U.S.-based multinationals were polled. More than 95% of the respondents were either more confident or as confident as they were a year ago. Viemeyer said confidence increased after the midterm elections. And a Connecticut company has sold thousands of stuffed Ebola virus toys for $10 each. Privately held Giant Microbes says the company is waiting for a new shipment of the brown snake-like creation. It's sold out at the moment. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines for.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Howdy, Aggs. This is Coach Billy Kennedy, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggies men's basketball team. Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we are excited to get back on the court and play in front of the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $100. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you will join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this season. Gig
Most 'em. Of the time when we're talking glass, it's because you need glass replaced. You need it done quickly. There's safety concerns, there's security concerns. No matter what it is, though, Acme Glass is there to respond. A few years ago, we needed to get a glass door, have the glass replaced. Acme Glass responded within hours, had it done, turned around, and, you know, the cost was really very, very affordable. But most importantly, Acme Glass understands customer service. You're not around for as long as they've been, which is back since the middle 40s, that Acme Glass knows the most important thing is get there, get the job taken care of. And Acme Glass does that. Two locations, one in downtown Bryan, one across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station. Now, maybe when you're in traffic, a pebble get kicked up into your windshield, put a little spot right there. Well, you know, Acme Glass can repair that while you wait. Usually takes just a few minutes. Quite often your insurance pays for it. But remember, Acme Glass is there to help when you need them. And if you need a windshield replaced, you know, they'll do that chip repair for as long as you own that car. That's the way that Acme Glass is. Good neighbors giving you a good product at a fair price. Downtown Bryan, again, and across from the main entrance at A&M, it's Acme Glass.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. Go to dealers.com.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin joins you tonight with the Kevin Sumlin radio show. He'll be on the air to talk about last weekend's game against Auburn and, of course, the next game against Missouri that's coming up this Saturday. Coach responds to questions from the floor, like this one from a fan who attended the show last Tuesday night.
We try to keep it, Charlie, as similar to what we do at home. And we've had some reasonable success doing it that way. We try to get there at or around dinner time and back things up from there, whether the commute from the airport to the hotel, it usually matches up, you know, just around dinner time. So we kind of back.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The show is tonight, 7 to 8, the Kevin Sumlin Show. We talk Aggie football for 1 hour, wings and more on University Drive. We'll give you a toll-free number. You can call in questions during the hour as well. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Here's City of College Station Council Member John Nichols.
Do you know what that is? No. It is the sound of clean drinking water from a fountain. Did you know that your local public health department tests private water to keep you safe? Go to BrazosHealth.org for all the latest information on how to get your private water tested, immunization clinics, food handler permits, and much more. Brazos County Health Department, celebrating 75 years, helping all of the residents of Brazos County stay healthy and safe.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Today, why President Obama's position on net neutrality is bad for consumers and bad for America. I'm Digital Pro Kim Komando. More coming up. It's hard to believe, but Thanksgiving is almost here. As I think about the things I'm thankful for this year, exploring Paris, our family reunion, spending quality time with my son, new listeners and stations for my national show, I'm especially thankful those memories are protected. Carbonite protects my family photos and all of my digital files by automatically backing them up right to the cloud. You can try Carbonite yourself at Carbonite.com. You'll get 2 free bonus months when you use offer code KIM. Data is an important part of my life, both at home and here at the show. That's why I use Carbonite for both my personal files and my business data. I'm thankful Carbonite has my back. While I'm on the air, Carbonite's running the show behind the scenes. Carbonite consistently and automatically backs up my databases, customer lists, and important schedules right to the cloud. So this way, I don't have to think about it. Start backing up at Carbonite.com. You'll get 2 free bonus months when you use offer code KIM. Carbonite.com, offer code KIM. Over the past year, we've been bombarded with news stories about net neutrality. Proponents claim that it's the fairest way to run the internet. Companies like YouTube and Netflix shouldn't be allowed to cut deals with online services to deliver their content faster. But as simple as this may sound, the underlying logic is flawed. The internet has not only been running smoothly since its inception, it's been getting better, cheaper, and faster, all being managed by the broadband companies. Regulations like net neutrality are only necessary when markets are prone to experiencing failure. And the internet isn't, at least not yet. So ask yourself, who do you think is in a better position to control internet traffic? The broadband companies who have skin in the game, or federal bureaucrats, the ones who run the IRS, the Veterans Administration, and the like? Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at my website. That's Komando.com. KOMANDO.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station police say someone is smart enough to list a police department phone number for potential scam victims. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the employee who has that number has fielded more than 20 calls from people receiving threats that if they didn't pay them for clearing up alleged problems. Flieger says the police department doesn't make those kind of calls.
We do not participate in collection of fines and service of warrants over the phone. We don't collect taxes. We don't remove people from institutions of higher learning for some type of other infraction, and we don't distribute lost monies by obtaining the person's banking information.
Flieger says most of the targets are international students. Texas A&M police have announced receiving numerous reports identifying two men accused of using a credit card stolen from the campus. That's led to arrest warrants being issued for two Bryan men, Jarrett Nelson and Reginald Johnson. They were caught on video using the credit card at two Bryan businesses located on West Villa Maria, Walmart, and a Dollar General store. Photos are online at WTAW.com. And we told you on Monday that over a 48-hour period last week, local law enforcement responded to 24 drug overdose cases involving the use of synthetic marijuana products. Over the weekend, another 3 or 4 were reported to Bryan Police, while none were reported to College Station PD. This afternoon at 4:30 begins the annual Veterans Day tribute with the roll call announcing local vets whose names have been added to the memorial at Veterans Park.
And the roll call is conducted kind of like morning formation would be with the military outfit. The name is called and they answer here or here, First Sergeant or President or however they did it in their unit. If that veteran is not here, then the family answers for them. And it's become pretty special for those families whose veteran is no longer with us, and they're there to answer for that person.
Bill Youngkin with the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Committee says the guest speaker is the Texas representative to the National Association of POW/MIA Families. Congressman Bill Flores will also be making an award presentation. One of 5 men featured in the Texas Aggies Go to War exhibit commemorating the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge is still alive. Willie Pena, who was on campus recently for the debut of the video associated with the exhibit, talked about memories of being in Europe during World War II.
In Diekirch, Luxembourg, which was a fairly large city, had 2 hotels, and Marlene Dietrich came and had dinner with us. It just happened that I knew two nurses that had come in just by chance, where they had been invited, and I had met them in San Francisco. And that was a very happy time, because here were two nurses that I knew, and we were going to have a dance after that, and we did. We were at war, but at the same time, this was our relief period, and it was happy.
Those who have tickets for tonight's viewing are reminded it starts at 6:30. Premier Cinema and Brian will be checking you in at the front door. State officials have unveiled a new $1 million initiative intended to bolster mental health programs for military veterans. The pilot program, through the Health and Human Services Commission, is supposed to add local and private money towards expanding and evaluating community-based mental health programs for veterans and their relatives. The commission is supposed to announce who will be providing those services by March 1st of next year. There will be a retrial of a Houston area state lawmaker and attorney accused of a misdemeanor crime after he was originally charged with the felony version of ambulance chasing. A judge overturned the Montgomery County District Court jury conviction of Democratic Representative Ron Reynolds after finding out that one juror was improperly given information about the case outside of trial. Ambulance chasing took a different spin in East Texas as authorities pursued a stolen ambulance through three counties until road spikes were used to stop the emergency vehicle.
55-year-old Derwin Wayne Armstrong of Center is locked up in Polk County today on $20,000 bond. He's charged with evading arrest and several other charges. Nobody was hurt in the Sunday chase after he stole the ambulance from Nacogdoches Memorial Hospital. Police there had to call in other agencies as the chase went from county to county, starting in Nacogdoches County and then into Angelina County. And eventually, officers were able to put out spikes to blow out the tires, and that ended in Polk County. Diboll Police Chief Steve Baker says at the height of the chase, the ambulance topped 80 miles per hour. Authorities still aren't even sure why he stole the ambulance in the first place. James Stanley, TSN News.
Today, the Convention and Visitors Bureau will host its annual Meeting Planner Showcase. The CVB's Jordan Meserol says you're invited to check out the more than 40 vendors offering a wide variety of services.
If you're planning a wedding, a reunion, or even a conference for 1,000 people, come in, because we have caterers, we have event planners, we have the facilities themselves will be there telling you about what they can do.
Today's showcase is at the Memorial Student Center from 10 until 3, and there's no admission charge. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 51 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber, or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect, like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Here's City of College Station Council Member John Nichols.
Do you know what that is? No? It is the sound of clean drinking water from a fountain. Did you know that your local public health department tests private water to keep you safe? Go to BrazosHealth.org for all the latest information on how to get your private water tested, immunization clinics, food handler permits, and much more. Brazos County Health Department, celebrating 75 years, helping all of the residents of Brazos County stay healthy and safe.
A37, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So the ribbon cutting for gun core is today? Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
That's kind of appropriate, isn't it?
Well, they scheduled it that way.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then 12:30, they're doing a veterans tribute and flag raising.
Oh, how fun. Okay.
And yesterday they were having fun because all of them are Marines.
Oh, okay.
So they reenacted.
Oh, it was Semper Fi Day yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah. So they reenacted Iwo Jima in the front parking lot.
Oh, cool.
With a flagpole. It's kind of funny.
All right, there you go. Tonight will be the night that Fox News interviews Robert O'Neill, the Navy SEAL who reportedly killed Osama bin Laden in 2011. In order to present the two-night show, Fox is going to preempt Sean Hannity's show on TV for O'Neill's interview. The government has never identified the Navy SEALs who were in the mission to kill bin Laden, although they were profiled in the 2012 movie Zero Dark Thirty. Friday, the Pentagon told the publication Business Insider that the SEALs and former SEALs who were participants do not have permission to discuss the classified 2011 mission. That apparently doesn't matter to Fox or O'Neill. We'll see what happens. Well, we'll see what they say. We don't know. We don't know. We'll see what happens. Restaurant in Colorado Springs under investigation for allegedly serving booze to children. The Montoya family claims several kids ages 2 to 8 served alcoholic versions of the Shark Nibble kids' mixed drinks at Joe's Crab Shack. Waitress allegedly came to their table about 30 minutes later, told the family they had accidentally given drinks with Bacardi and Sky and Blue Curacao and Grenadine. Kiddos were all examined by paramedics and released. Colorado Springs Police investigating the incident. Okay. Probably be okay. May not be the worst thing they've ever ingested. Just saying, don't know.
Well, not sure. It's certainly not going to be the last.
Yeah, probably not. To commemorate Veterans Day, HBO will air the Concert for Valor tonight live starting at 6 o'clock. With a repeat right after it's over, Bruce Springsteen, Rihanna, really? Eminem, Dave Grohl.
I don't think Rihanna's Underwood. Even American.
Yeah. And others will perform at the National Mall in D.C. Big event. We'll have a few hosts, including Bryan Cranston, John Oliver, he's not American, and George Lopez.
Yeah, but everyone wants to be.
Yeah, that's it. If you've ever seen it, and I have.
Well, with the power of the pen, they may be.
That's right.
Ooh.
For the last few years, there's been a live feed of the corner on Abbey Road where the Beatles walked across, okay? And I don't know, one day I was being a loser and I watched it for...
Well, you know, it's good that you admit it.
For 5 minutes, and, you know, and it is, you know. It's one of those things that you go, wow, man, like, that's London. Like, wow. I mean, it's right there. Anyway, actually, they caught a... And Beatles fans want to go and cross the street all the time.
Oh, I'd do it if I were there.
Like on Friday, when the woman ran into the street and got hit by the Volkswagen hatchback that sent her flying across the pavement.
Oops.
Caught on video. And, of course, somebody's posted it so you can watch it over and over and over again if you want to. So we'll see. Now, this is kind of geeky, but kind of, it's 841. This is kind of geeky, but it's kind of cool. Scientists are finally getting the red carpet treatment. Hollywood celebrities turned out in force for NASA's Ames Research Center in California to hand out the second annual Breakthrough Prizes for biologists, physicists, and mathematicians. Mark Zuckerberg was there, John Hamm, Cameron Diaz, Seth MacFarlane, Benedict Cumberbatch, they came out to applaud and salute these scientists who did that stuff, which is pretty neat. Handed out over the weekend. Discovery Channel and Science Channel nerded it up and showed it, apparently. They'll show it. Oh, they're going to show it on November 15th. Why are people running down the hall?
I don't know, but they sure are.
Keep Louie from coming down there, okay? Just if you will.
Louis, I don't know that I can do that.
That's right. Anyway, these are called the Science Breakthrough Prizes, and they recognize scientists who work in all sorts of different stuff. Physics, math. I mean, here we go. The 2015 prize in mathematics honored really smart people who, quite frankly, do stuff that we don't understand because, after all, it's math. But in the nerd world, this really works. These are major mathematical accomplishments like the new revolutionary invariants of four-dimensional manifolds.
Duh.
Sounds like something from NASCAR at that manifold thing. Also, making a deep impact in the vast variety of mathematical disciplines, including algebraic geometry, deformation therapy, symplectic topology, and dynamic systems.
Huh?
Just letting you know.
Huh?
Right. I'm just saying. There are a lot of smart people out there, okay?
How do you even put that on a business card?
I don't even
What do you
that.
Do?
I don't know.
Better right. Than me.
Yeah. And better than what?
Better them than me.
That's true. Yeah. Can you talk? Can you join us? It's Ben Downs, the general manager.
Yay!
I don't know if any of these All right.
Now, good morning, everyone.
Are any of these still relevant? I don't
know.
Okay. Well, if they're not, then.
For the hardest working man in radio.
Oh, that's
so far so good.
Yeah.
General manager and NAV board member, Ben Dow.
This man knows people.
You're finished. Get out. Never.
This man knows people on the FCC board. I see. I guess you saw the president stand on net neutrality.
Yeah. I was actually sitting in a meeting of well-known broadcasters when that popped up on the Drudge Report.
Oh, did it? Oh, and a gas.
I told everybody it was on CNN, but you know that's.
It's excuse me.
Good grief! Look what just happened on CNN.
It was Texas broadcasters.
Yeah.
You know where I went? They did not have CNN. And when I went on vacation, they did not have CNN. The hotel was apparently in dispute. I think it was a Comcast hotel, and they were in dispute with CNN. So the best we could watch for the other side was Rachel Maddow, which was.
Why do you do that?
Oh, no, I love that. That's great to watch because you know what Fox is going to say. It's when you
no,
gotta
you don't.
You got, it's when you got to watch her Twitch saying that they've lost this race that they didn't plan on losing.
Okay,
that's
well,
you
that
get
was
your,
good.
Okay,
that
you
was,
get your
that
jollies.
Been good. I would have watched that.
You get your jollies that way. That and the fact that, who's the guy on Fox who's the liberal?
Alan
Bob.
Holmes.
No, it's Bob Beckel.
No, that's on the five. No, I'm talking about the Juan
Williams.
Juan Williams refused to say it was a wave, and Joe Trippi said that's about as wavy as you can get, but that's all right.
Now,
but,
and so you tell us that we should be watching MSNBC for cool stuff, and you quote, and the only thing you quote is from Fox News.
Well,
of course.
No, I'm just saying to watch to watch Rachel Maddow just generally twitch all night waiting for something to be happy about, and they didn't get it. I did miss being able to see Donna Brazile because I bet she just augured herself into the floor, but that's just me.
Miss Wasserman did a fabulous job as well.
Oh, was she on?
Her voice continued to rise over the course of the evening.
By the end of it, she sounded like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, well, she's not far off now.
Is it just... I mean,
is it just you
does
or
does everybody with that kind of Carole King hair look alike? Am I just wrong?
I'm sorry. Okay. Dear people with access to email, Scott is old. We work on him on a constant basis about matter of fact, we give him a list of things that we can no longer talk about every day.
Yeah.
Dear Scott, Twitter now says you can't say this.
It's longer and longer. Yeah, it does. Anyway. So what's happening? We got a movie showing going on at the premiere tonight.
Yeah, we got about 450 people on our list. The theater. We had to expand to two theaters yesterday.
Yeah.
And so that's good.
We like
so
that.
So the first couple of hundred of you will get the exactly 6:30 show.
Okay.
The second set of you will get the 6:40 show.
Okay.
And so we will have registered grown-ups.
Yeah.
They're with a list in their hand saying, no tickets for you. You're not on this list.
The ticket Nazis. Yeah.
Step away.
That's
you can't
right.
talk about Nazis either.
There's another thing.
one more thing on the list.
We just, you know, this whole hate speech thing is really tricky with you, isn't
it?
It is.
You
have no idea.
No.
You have no idea where the landmines are.
No, I haven't.
I
think
I don't either,
here's
man.
The deal. I think I know my audience, so that's okay.
I just, you know, I just wonder, which is why I've just about completely quit tweeting, because I have
like
no idea.
Scott's like the radio version of Obamacare.
How's that?
Oh, no, I'm just being like Ted Cruz, who said net neutrality is...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. See, he
well,
did. He's he's yeah.
Thank you, show killer,
buzzkill. Anyway, but you were saying,
I forget what it was.
Something about tweeting.
Yeah, no. Just how I quit tweeting because you never know. Yeah, unless you're checking I started to use the H word, but that's wrong. I can't do that unless you're checking some of the. More upset websites like Yes All Women and things like that. You never know what you can and can't tweet. And so it's just easier, rather than have 140 characters bring an ignominious end to 40 years in the broadcast business, I'll just shut up.
Yeah, it's easy.
It's not made for people like you and me, Scott.
No, I know. And yesterday I was reading something. I was gonna weigh in and went, No,
it
doesn't matter.
You're letting them win.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
For 12 years on Bravo Brazos Valley, I recited What is a Vet twice a year. I was first shown this by our friend Chris Moutre of the Bryan Police Department. It was written by the late Marine Father Dennis Edward O'Brien. Some veterans bear visible signs of their service, a missing limb, a jagged scar, a certain look in the eye. Others may carry the evidence inside them, a pin holding a bone together, a piece of shrapnel in the leg, or perhaps another sort of inner steel. The soul's ally forged in the refinery of adversity. Except in parades, however, the men and women who have kept America safe wear no badge or emblem. You can't tell a vet just by looking. What is a vet? He is the cop on the beat who spent 6 months in Saudi Arabia sweating 2 gallons a day, making sure the armored personnel carriers did not run out of fuel. He's the barroom loudmouth, dumber than 5 wooden planks, whose overgrown frat boy behavior is outweighed 100 times in the cosmic scales by the 4 hours of exquisite bravery near the 38th parallel. She or he is the nurse who fought against futility and went to sleep sobbing every night for 2 solid years in Da Nang. He's the POW who went away one person and came back another, or didn't come back at all. He's the Quantico drill instructor who has never seen combat, but has saved countless lives by turning slouchy, no-account rednecks and gang members into Marines and teaching them to watch each other's back. He's the parade-riding legionnaire who pins on his ribbons and medals with a prosthetic hand. He is the career quartermaster who watches the ribbons and the medals pass him by. He's the 3 anonymous heroes in the Tomb of the Unknowns, whose presence at the Arlington National Cemetery must forever preserve the memory of all the anonymous heroes whose valor dies unrecognized with them on the battlefield or in the ocean's sunless deep. He's the old guy bagging groceries at the supermarket, palsied now, aggravatingly slow, who helped liberate a Nazi death camp and who wishes all day long that his wife were still alive to hold him when the nightmares come. He's an ordinary and yet an extraordinary human being, a person who offered some of his life's most vital years in the service of his country and who sacrificed his ambitions so others would not have to sacrifice theirs. He's a soldier and a savior and a sword against the darkness, and he is nothing more than the finest, greatest testimony on behalf of the finest, greatest nation ever known. So remember, each time you see someone who has served our country, just lean over and say, thank you. That's all most people need. And in most cases, it will mean more than any medals that they could have been awarded or were awarded. 2 little words mean a lot. Thank you. For it is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to demonstrate. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag. What is a vet? Father Dennis Edward O'Brien.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini master doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini master course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
About 7 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. That's What Is a Vet, and Tom did that years ago. And we play it twice a year. We play it on Memorial Day, and we play it on Veterans Day. And again, one of the things that we mentioned earlier this morning is AnySoldier.com. AnySoldier.com. You donate to them, and they will put together stuff for soldiers who, again, was designed for those who did not have family to send them things. But again, we talk about it today, but it might not be a bad thing to do all the time. Just think about
especially as we're getting closer to Christmas.
Sure. You know, decide that you want to do that. You know, for all the things that you can draft out of your bank account, that's one that might be kind of good. The Department of Housing and Urban Development estimates that last year 13% of America's homeless population was veterans. Yeah. Once again, local restaurants or restaurants that have local locations that are offering some sort of neat deals for veterans today. Applebee's, BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse, Chick-fil-A, Chili's, Chuck E. Cheese, Denny's, Little Caesars Pizza, Olive Garden, On the Border, Outback Steakhouse, and Red Lobster.
Yes, he said Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, I did. Many people don't know that Veterans Day was founded because this is the day in 1918 that World War I ended. It's been 95 years since the guns stopped firing on that morning that ended World War I on the 11th hour, the 11th day, the 11th month. That's the following day, Armistice Day, was declared a national day of mourning by then-President Woodrow Wilson. In Europe, November 11th is still remembered, in fact, as Armistice Day. Here in the United States, we changed the name to Veterans Day back in 1954. So there'll be ceremonies all over. We have ceremonies here. And don't forget, I think we, I guess, we still have seats available. Anyway, give us a call, 695-9595, the regular office number, and they'll put you down on a list. Again, we've got two showings today, as a matter of fact, that'll start this at 6:30 at the Premier Cinemas.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. To rake or not to rake? That is the question. And science says you're much better off if you make like a tree and just leaf the leaves right there on the ground. You've heard that. Make like a tree and leaf. Yeah, okay. Discovery.com's D News says there is a tremendous amount of energy to be used to rake up and remove those leaves from the landscape. Instead of raking or annoying all your neighbors with that blower thing, yeah, the better bet for yourselves and the environment is to use a mulching lawnmower that recycles the leaves, nutrients, and puts them back in the ground.
It's a funny name for a goat.
Yeah, mulching, yeah, where they'll feed the trees, see? made them fall. The mulching lawnmower also chews up the leaves so that your lawn gets the sunlight that it needs to grow. So that part's true. You know, I was thinking about this the other day just because every once in a while I have these weird thoughts that are
eloquently
mainstream. Now that election season is over and all the signs have been picked up, the commercial lawn mowing guys are probably pretty happy. Because, you know, they had to work around those things. How do you do that? You know, you go by someplace and it had like 7 signs, and you're a commercial mower and you're on one of these riding lawn mowers. Do you have to get the guy to come around and weed eat each one of those? Do you pull them up and mow it and then stick them back down? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm sure it's pulled up and...
Yeah, doesn't worry about those guys. Google's taken over operation of Moffett Airfield from NASA. What is that about?
I don't know, but the front picture on Drudge has a balancing robot. It's doing the Karate Kid move. I mean, Google's doing some pretty intense stuff, tech-wise.
NASA can't do it because they're, well, you know, it's NASA.
They're relevant.
I know they are. Sure they are. They tell us about how we can land something on a comet, right?
No, it's not NASA that's doing that. That's it's the European Space Agency.
Oh, that's right. Oh, well, never mind. Okay, we're relevant because we invented Teflon. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Teflon okay. And Tang.
That's right.
Yeah. And that weird ice cream.
Yeah, and that ice cream that's really expensive in Houston. All right. This day, 1620, 41 pilgrims aboard the Mayflower did the body politic. They signed that. They were offshore in what is now Massachusetts. 1921, Warren Harding dedicated the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. That's what it was called at that time at Arlington National Cemetery. And in 2000, Republicans went to court seeking an order to block manual recounts from the Florida presidential election.
Oh, Florida.
It was the 11th. Wow, imagine that. Anyway, thank a veteran today. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio.